Welcome. I'm Victoria Schnepps, president of Schnepps Media, and delighted to bring you a power woman. And if there ever was the epitome of a power woman, it is my dear Jamila Glean, who is an attorney who works with our Wilkins consultants as their client, compliance professional, being able to do all kinds of watching over the terminals in the airports. But she has another fabulous career, something that's a gift, but something she's sharing. And that is a dream interpreter. Welcome, Jamila. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Vicki. It is an honor to be here with you. I have to start by saying I don't take the word honor lightly. You are a mega power woman, and you've given such a space for so many women to talk about themselves, talk about their careers and what they're doing in the community. And I thank you. I thank you so much.
Well, this is my joy. But I know that you have this wonderful professional career, but it started somewhere in your childhood to be who you are. I'm a big believer in that. Tell us about your growing up years. Any mentor that you can talk to us about?
Yes, for sure. Maybe cliche, but it is true for me that my mother is my mentor, my forever mentor. She came from Grenada, a small island full of hopes and dreams and ideas. And my dad came with her from Grenada as well. And they built businesses. Looking back at my life, both my grandfathers and other people in my family all owned businesses. And my mother was a real entrepreneur. She had a daycare center that thrived for 30 years without lawsuit. And in New York, that is a huge deal.
Right.
And she was a director at Kings County Hospital. She was a real go-getter. During my lifetime, she got her master's degree, became the director, and made sure she educated a lot of other people along the way. And her drive and tenacity still lives within me. She has passed, but that still lives within me for sure.
Well, it's like my mother also was a powerhouse. And I think, people say, where do you get your energy from? I say, it's my mother.
Exactly.
But I think there is a genetic link for us and it stays with us and in our hearts, no matter if they're here or not. I think I share with you that I was told my mother's a butterfly. So I went out and I have all these butterfly pins and a butterfly ring and a butter so that she's close to my heart always. But, she's in my soul. And that's for you, too. Are you the first lawyer in your family? Because they sound like your family were entrepreneurs.
I am the first lawyer. My mother was very happy about that. And as a lawyer, I have worked on contracts mainly. I know everybody always thinks like courtroom first and foremost, but I truly want to help people when they're on the precipice of great deals, when they're about to, sign that contract that's going to change their life. I want to make sure that they're protected and that they don't end up in the courthouse. So that's where my love of the law lands in contracts.
Well, I know that you're working with our Wilkins consultants now on the contracts with, you have a contract, the firm, with the terminals. Tell me a little bit about what that's entailing.
So New York is in a historic place right now. We are doing the largest redevelopment in the country. So $20 billion worth of redeveloping the airport. And RF Wilkins is a minority women-owned business. And we are doing oversight, compliance oversight at two of the terminals and one of the baggage claims. And that really means that we're working diligently to make sure that minority women-owned businesses, locally based businesses, and service disabled veteran-owned businesses are working and getting paid on this new redevelopment project.
Well, that's a great opportunity. That's why to me, business makes our city thrive, and the jobs generated by these developments are enormously making our city, which I think, of course, is the greatest city in the world, even greater because of the opportunities that have come. And I know that you've revealed to me you have another passion, and that is as a dream interpreter. Well, you've got to tell me about that and how it began and what you're doing with
Yes.
that great gift.
Yes. And I love that you call it a gift because I call it a gift. About 20 years ago, a good friend of mine told me his dream, and I instantly realized what the dream meant. I didn't tell him at the time because it was tied to an illness, and I was a little nervous of how he would take the information. But since then, I have worked with thousands of people to listen to their dreams and interpret using the symbols from their dream and their awake life to figure out what that dream means to them. So I don't put my own personal feelings into what they're telling me. It's all about what their subconscious mind wants to bring forth. And so I believe if you remember your dreams, then you're ready for the message. And so you should definitely find somebody like me to help you work through that.
So how do you work with clients and how do you get clients?
Yeah, so I work with clients on a one-on-one basis or in group settings. So I do like 45-minute sessions one-on-one. I've also been like a fun party trick where people invite me to their gatherings, usually like 10 people at most. We get together and I will choose maybe two to three dreams to go through. And you learn a lot about people through their dreams. So by the time you do two or three, the conversation is rolling. People are laughing, crying, talking about what's going on. And so it makes for a very good time. I have my website, jdreaming.com. And it's J-A-Y dreaming with two G's. I say the second G is for a good night's sleep. And you can book a session with me there. And I also do keynote speeches for companies who want to have just a different setting, a different speech at their events for their staff or for their clients, because finding out about your dreams can really change your life. And it's also just a fun topic that people don't get to talk about often.
So how do you recommend, because most people forget their dreams. Is it something that they have to be preparing themselves to remember or write down during that? How do you recommend people remember their dreams?
Yeah, I never recommend people forcing themselves to remember their dreams because there's a spectrum of dreamers. There are some people who will tell you they never remember their dreams. We know scientifically that everybody dreams every night, but to those who do not remember it, I say those are people who make decisions in their lives on a daily basis. Whether or not it's good or bad doesn't matter, but they come to a decision on their dreams. And then the rest of us, because I'm in this category, if you waffle on some things, you don't make full decisions on every single thing, that will come up in your dreams. And so when you remember it, that's when you're really ready to find out what it means. And so I just say, when you do remember it, write it down. Put a voice note in your phone, write it in a journal, and then come talk to me about it.
I'm fascinated by this because I guess it's I knew about psychics, I knew about mediums, but I'd never heard about a dream interpreter. And of course, it makes so much sense because how many, what were you saying about Joseph and his many colors? Tell us about, how he used it.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of people always. I get two kinds of people. People that say, "Oh, I don't want you to interpret my dreams because that's kind of evil," and I believe in God. And then there's other people that say, "Oh, you're like Joseph who interpreted dreams for the king." And so the difference between me and the story of Joseph, I do not predict the future. I tell you what your dreams mean in the now. And usually, if you're predicting the future, it's because you're intuitive. And this is what's going on. If you're studying for the bar and you dream that you're a lawyer, it's because you're studying really well and you're gonna pass the bar, right? It's not because I can predict the future. But yeah, a lot of people have ideas about dreams. Some people say, "Oh, my grandmother always said if you dream a fish, you're gonna be pregnant." And so they stick to those or they look it up online. But I say, You want something that is particular to you as a person and not just a general idea of what kind of things mean. You want to know what it actually means in your life. So that's why it's best to work with a dream interpreter.
So when you can you share with us a few of, you don't reveal the names, but some of the extraordinary dreams that you've interpreted that have been surprising even to you?
There was one woman who came to me very ashamed that she dreamt that she was cheating on her husband and she was distraught. And in talking about the dream and breaking it down, I realized that she actually just wanted to go back to school. Her kids were in, under high school age, and she was very nervous that, like, how it would affect her family if she went back to school. And her dream was saying that her family, she never spoke about it to her family. She didn't give them a chance to weigh in on it. And how she spoke about her family and how they came up in the dream told me that they were going to be open to the idea, and they were. And she now has gotten her degree, started her new career, is making much more money than she used to make, and is so much
Wow.
happier. And her family is so proud of her that she made that shift, even though they were, she had kids in school. And so that was wonderful. Had another client who dreamt about fighting over a baby. She didn't really like, she's like, I don't want to have kids right now. I don't know why I would be fighting over a baby. Why would I talk to people about having a baby? And it was really that she wanted to start a new business. And she
Oh.
had business partners and she wasn't getting along with them. And I was like, you got to be real with yourself. You don't really want to be working with these people. But there is someone who's close to you that you would rather trust that baby too. And she realized that she wanted to go into business with her sister. And since then, she has been in a thriving business with her sister and thinking about expanding now. And it's been quite a few years. And they're now thinking about expanding because they're I think it's almost definitely 5 years. It may be a little over 5 years since that dream interpretation, but they're thriving. Yeah,
Oh,
so
I
dream
love it.
interpretation is fun.
Well, I'm going to throw something at you to think about. I'd love you to write a column about dreams and then what people came to from that dream. I think it'd be a fascinating read and a
Oh,
nice way to
wow.
build your business because, we can put it in all my media because I think dreams are, listen, they're historic in terms of how they're interpreted and how they can impact your life. So we'll talk. Us girls will
Yes.
talk.
Yes, please.
But I'm so enamored with you and the way you have built your life and following your passion as well as your business. What keys to success would you give to other people in order to achieve what you have to achieve, which in my interpretation is great success?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I would say key to success is being authentic. When I first went to school, I wanted to be a doctor. And I realized while I was in school that that was someone else's dream. It wasn't mine. And I had to sit and think, what do you really want? And that's what led me to the law. And I thrived and I enjoyed it. And what do I really want? I want to help other people, and that's what I do on a daily basis in every aspect of my career. So if you sit and be honest about what you want and how it can help other people, then you will thrive.
Wow, that's a profound way to end our wonderful Power Woman podcast with the very talented and brilliant Jamila Glean. Thank you for your time. Wonderful talking with you. To be continued.
Thank you so much, Vicki.
Until next time, this is Victoria Schneps bringing you the Power Women. Bye now.